DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, isolated rain showers this afternoon, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 30s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs at 66. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the lower 40s. For Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a school bus was involved yesterday afternoon in an injury crash with a Coffeyville Police Patrol vehicle. KWCH-TV reports the Kansas Highway Patrol says no one on the school bus was hurt. The driver, along with seven students, were on the bus at the time of the crash. The KHP crash log says that the Police Tahoe's driver, 46-year-old Darren Daly of Coffeyville, was transported to a local hospital with possible serious injuries. The bus was stopped to drop off students when the Tahoe rear-ended it. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill that protects the identities of Kansas National Guard members who are undergoing counseling. The legislation signed by the governor this week is designed to encourage service members to seek help if needed. It will exempt counseling-related notes and records from open records requests and court proceedings. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Attention listeners, are you still waiting for your tax refund? You could be a victim of ID theft. With just your name, social security number, and birth date, con artists can use a computer to file a return under your identity and steal your refund. They don't need W-2s or other tax documents. They can just make up information about you. To learn how to protect yourself from ID theft and scams, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
The three children accused of vandalizing Pretty Prairie High School's band room will not face charges, according to the Reno County District Attorney's Office. The names of the trio were never released. However, D.A. Keith Schroeder did confirm they were aged 8, 10, and 11. Under Kansas law, no one under 11 can be charged with a crime like this. The Reno County Sheriff's Office says paint was thrown across the floor, walls, and equipment. Holes were punched into drums and other instruments were destroyed with paint or physically damaged. Residents of an apartment building escaped injury last night after a late-night fire in Manhattan. WIBW reports fire crews were dispatched to the Brookfield Residences on Walters Drive in Manhattan shortly after 9 o'clock last night. The fire was reportedly contained within 20 minutes. No reports of injuries. The Red Cross was on scene to assist those displaced from the four apartments damaged by the fire. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Houston, I think we have a problem.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I'm detecting low Wi-Fi signal. Over.
Roger that. Prepare to deploy Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi.
Houston, that's an affirmative.
Having no Wi-Fi signal can make you feel lost in space. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today to find out how our managed Wi-Fi may be the best internet solution for your home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. After less than 2 months on the job, Brent Clark has left his position as the city administrator for Grand Island. A press release this week sent from the city said Mayor Roger Steele and Clark mutually agreed to end Clark's employment with the city of Grand Island and that Clark has chosen to explore other opportunities. Mayor Steele declined to give specific reasons for Clark leaving, but did tell the Grand Island Independent that there was a difference in management styles and priorities. The Otoe County Sheriff's Office investigating a fatal accident on Highway 75 south of Nebraska City last night. Fire crews dispatched shortly before midnight to a truck on fire. Investigators say the truck driver sustained injuries. The driver of a Toyota died at the scene. It was that driver believed to have crossed the center line into the path of the truck. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours, so we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was in Washington Monday and Marysville Tuesday as part of his annual listening tour of Kansas.
Town hall meetings give me the opportunity to hear a local issue. Sometimes it can be something just like, we don't have good cell service here. And then we've gone to work to get the telephone company to put up another cell tower. It can be a problem at the hospital, or sometimes we've helped recruit people to a community. It just is a lot of what I'm about as a member of Congress is how do we make sure that rural Kansas, rural America has a bright future, and we can help us when we know what those local issues are. And every once in a while, you have the sense that you made a difference, and that's a very useful thing.
Moran spent considerable time outlining his efforts to make veterans' health care more accessible. Moran has championed the alternative for vets to utilize local health care providers and facilities, emphasizing personal choice. He encouraged any veterans with issues contact his office, noting that unless local services are used, now that they're available, administration may back up and say services are not being used.
Conversation about veterans, that happens in every town hall meeting. There are so many veterans who slip through the cracks, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And one of the ways that we're addressing this is to allow for care in the community so that a veteran does not have to drive to Omaha, Nebraska or Topeka, Kansas to get care at a VA hospital. But if he or she chooses, they now can have that care provided within the community, local hospital, local physician. Those things are pretty important to Kansas, especially rural Kansas. That's now possible. And so we're working to explain that program to Kansas and offer my help to see that they have any problems accomplishing that, they know who to turn to.
Moran heard concerns from Southwest Marshall County farmers concerned with high lake levels at Tuttle Creek backing up water. They also noted the Corps of Engineers may have waited too long before increasing release rates. He noted that his vote against a bill to fund the border wall was with procedural issues, noting that he was critically aware of migrant issues at the border. Moran had visited Community Memorial Healthcare some 6 months ago, gaining an understanding of rural hospital and clinic providers' struggle with sequestration funding cuts that make profitable operation difficult. He addressed follow-up concerns from that visit on Tuesday with CMH Hospital Administrator Curtis Hawkinson. Community banker Leonard Wolf, who has spoken in the past at congressional hearings regarding leveling the playing field between rural bankers who pay tax on interest generated from loans and compete with the public-private farm credit services, which do not, Moran emphasized the importance of local community-minded banks as the most essential economic development tool that rural areas have. When asked if he would challenge Donald Trump in a Republican primary, Moran replied Tuesday with a quick no. He left commenting that he always enjoys meeting with constituents.
I would expect the opportunity to get my marching orders, to make certain that I'm paying attention to the things that are most important to Kansas and to take complaints and suggestions. And it's a useful time for me. It helps me determine what is most important for me to be paying attention to. There's thousands of issues that a United States senator can engage on. I want to do the ones that matter most to Kansas.
Washington fire departments responded April 2nd to a shed fire at 1433 14th Road. Rural fire departments have responded to a number of grass fires in recent weeks. An injury accident was reported April 5th in Washington County on K-9 just north of 3rd Road. Mary Trumbull of Lynn rear-ended a semi driven by Gerald Berger of Palmer due to low visibility and fog. The driver and a passenger in the Trumbull vehicle were transported to Clay County Medical Center. $50,000 bond was set for an Oneida man. John Waddell Jr., age 37, was arrested on an April 6th allegation of knowingly causing bodily harm or disfigurement to another person. The felony case was investigated by Nemahal County authorities. On the Marshall County Senior lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe's, pasta salad, wax beans, and peach cobbler. They'll be closed Friday. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High track team at Sabetha this afternoon. Boys tennis team will host a meet this afternoon. The JV track teams at Washington County. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Sonic's morning drink stop with drinks starting at 99 cents before 10 a.m. could turn anyone into a morning person, even me. Good thing I have a four-hour meeting starting soon. I should bring them all iced teas from Sonic. Now this guy's cutting me off and giving me the number one sign.
Have a great morning, sir.
Only one lane is open. This must be my lucky day.
Wake up with your favorite drink classics starting at only 99 cents. And try order ahead on the Sonic app to get your favorites faster. This is how you Sonic. Text not included. See menu for details for a limited time. Only participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like this low-pressure system is off towards our east, and we're seeing a little bit cooler temperatures behind that cold front. That low will continue to push off towards the east, and it looks like quiet weather across some areas of the Midwest. We do have an upper-level trough following, which is going to bring maybe a little bit of some rain showers across some areas of Nebraska into parts of Kansas late this afternoon and into this evening. Otherwise, high-pressure system builds for Friday into Saturday, bringing beautiful weather, sunny skies, before another front moves through the area Sunday, bringing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. So looking at the forecast for today, could see some isolated rain showers this afternoon, partly sunny, lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 30s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 43. For Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 90 in 1954. The average low, 44, and the record low is 27 in 1956. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:41. 46 with a cloudy overcast. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Houston rocks the Jazz. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA playoffs, James Harden put up his third career playoff triple-double as the Rockets blew out the Jazz.
Rockets up 18, 49-31. Harden again up top, got fouled, a three, banked it in. He banked it in! Good Lord!
On KTRH, Harden finished with 32 points as Houston won 118-98 to take a 2-0 lead. Kyrie Irving scored 37 and led a late comeback as the Celtics took a 2-0 series lead over the Pacers, Boston outscoring Indiana by 19 in the fourth en route to the 99-91 victory. Baseball, Brett Gardner reached 100 career home runs in grand style as he helped the Yankees sweep the Red Sox.
Heels. Swung on, driven to deep right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. It's a grand slam.
On WFAN, that gave New York the lead in the seventh. They held on to win 5-3. Back to the NBA, Eric Bledsoe led the Bucks with 27 points as Milwaukee dealt the Pistons their second straight shellacking.
Connaughton, corner three, lets it go, no good. Tipped in by Bledsoe. Where did he come from? What a play.
On WTMJ, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 26 for the Bucks, and they went up 2-0 after the 120-99 win. More baseball. The Astros' 10-game winning streak was snapped at Oakland as a home run from Matt Chapman backed the dominant start by Frankie Montas, leading the A's to a 2-1 win. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Bruins got two goals from David Pastrnak as they even their series with the Maple Leafs.
Marchand centers Pastrnak. He scores! Chaos! The Bruins generating all sorts of looks.
On WBZ, 6-4 your final. The Stars are all tied up with the Predators as well after a 5-1 win in Game 4 last night, not of the series, at 2 games apiece. And the Flames' playoff run in danger of being extinguished after the Avalanche took a 3-1 lead following a 3-2 overtime win in Denver. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ladies, how wonderful would a getaway to Italy be? The villas, the vineyards, enjoying a girl's getaway with relaxation and an abundant variety of delicious wines. Can't help you with the travel to Italy part. I can help with the wine. Marlin at Guaranteed Liquor in Frankfurt is hosting wine tastings from 1 to 8 every Thursday. Come on in and try something new each week. Marlin, what do you have this week?
Well, thank you, Jen. This week we have Stella Rosa Sweet Red and Stella Rosa Mango.
Wine tasting 1 to 8 every Thursday at Guaranteed Liquor in Frankfurt.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump threatening tariffs against the European Union if the EU doesn't bring agriculture to the trade negotiation table. Trump has threatened tariffs on European cars and auto part imports, a move the EU has previously said it would abandon the talks over. The EU agreed to move forward with the trade talks earlier this week and reiterated agriculture will not be part of the negotiation. The refusal to include agriculture makes any deal with the EU uncertain, as lawmakers from farm states have threatened the potential agreement would not pass Congress. Ag groups urging the Trump administration to demand agriculture be included in the negotiation, citing biotechnology and pesticide regulations in the European Union, among other issues. If the president goes ahead with the auto tariffs, the EU seems likely to retaliate with tariffs on U.S. wine and dairy. The EU is seeking the removal of Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs by the U.S. prior to the conclusion of the negotiations. Bipartisan group of senators seeking a USDA-wide national water quality initiative to prioritize conservation measures in the 2018 Farm Bill to address water quality. In the letter, the senators point out the 2018 Farm Bill made historic investments in voluntary conservation efforts to address water quality challenges. Specifically, they say the bill reformed and improved all major conservation programs in order to provide new tools to assist farmers, ranchers, and landowners in addressing water quality concerns. The group of senators, led by Senate Ag Committee Ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow, urging Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to implement the provisions of the department-wide approach, which would build off the existing initiatives housed at the Natural Resource Conservation Service. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It was a tough go for corn and soybeans on Wednesday. Couldn't seem to get anything on track. Kansas City wheat finished in the green with some reasonably nice gains. May KC wheat up 3.5 at 420.5. July KC wheat up 3.75 at 426.25. Later months were all up. We saw some nice gains for Chicago wheat as well. Minneapolis wheat was some fractions higher on the day, but all in all, not a bad day for the wheat markets, led by Kansas City wheat. May corn, though, down 3/4 at 358.25. July was down 3/4 at 367. Soybeans, May beans down 9 at 879. July beans down 9.25 at 892.5. Each of the later months down by about the same amount. May soybean meal down $2.60 at 303.90. July was down 2.50 at 307.60. So not a good look for soy meal. Bean oil was down as well. May down 26 points at 28.46. July bean oil was 24 points lower at 28.78. So nothing positive for corn or soybeans, but Kansas City wheat held its own with some reasonably nice gains. We saw some mixed numbers across the livestock complex. The early months in fat cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs were all down, but the back months were mostly higher. So
mixed numbers there. April live cattle down 22 at 126.92. June down 7 at 122.37. But everything else was up. April feeders down 35 at 145.32. May feeders down 60 at 150.60. But after that, everything else was green. May hogs down a nickel at 88.92. June hogs down a dollar at 96.12. Now, we did see the July and August contracts also tracking lower, but then the back months were all in the green. So it was a uniform day as far as the livestock complex is concerned. Mixed, but we had to get to the back months for any gains. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers looking for a perfect seed bed are turning to the new TurboMax vertical tillage tool from Great Plains. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons to tell you a little bit about this impressive tool. What defines an effective, true vertical tillage tool? The hydraulic gang angle adjustment allows the TurboMax to aggressively level the seed bed and remove weeds, while its 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing cuts and sizes residue without creating compaction. In the spring, keep the gangs straight and create a level, vertical tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. The new Great Plains Turbo Max can run at high speeds and size residue without ridging. It allows the operator to hydraulically adjust the gang angles to deliver the desired residue coverage. Come in and see us at Schmidt & Sons to learn more about the Great Plains Turbo Max vertical till. Find us on the web at schmidtinc.com. Harvest starts here.
Turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt & Sons.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. It would appear the pork industry is in for a bull run. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
With the African swine fever impacting China and other big pork-consuming populations in the Southeast, it would appear that the stage is set for U.S. pork producers to be able to expand and take advantage of this export market. There are issues, though. Dennis Smith is with Archer Financial Services. He says lenders may not be quite ready to go too far out on a limb.
We started to pick that up in the recent Hog and Pig report, in which the summer farrowing intentions were at just 100%. In other words, kind of slowing down the expansion plans. And we were hearing that that was due to a lot of limited credit availability.
Still, there seem to be a lot of optimistic signs, but are there any bearish indicators on the horizon?
Well, we certainly have to see tariffs removed. We still have Mexican tariffs to contend with. We need that Mexican market. They continue to buy our pork, by the way, and pay the tariff, but we need these tariffs to be removed. We need trade to be opened up. We certainly need to not see the border, the southern border, sealed off and shut down. That would create all sorts of problems, especially with the pork trade, pork going into Mexico. Mexico is a huge buyer of hams, and in fact, they are our largest export customer right now. Typically, it wavers between Japan and Mexico. Recently, Mexico has been the largest buyer of U.S. pork.
What about prices? Are they going to hinge on the tariff situation and also on the African swine fever situation?
You hate to say that it does, but it does. This is the big story of the year. I think this will be the big story of the next couple of years, the African swine fever. And does it continue to spread? Will it be contained? Exactly what's the damage being done, not only in China, but Vietnam's got 30 million pigs. And like China, pork is the staple. So Vietnam is going to be coming into the export market. They will be importing pork. They will have to, but because of what this disease is doing to their hog herd. That is the big story moving forward. And I have no upside targets in mind right now.
What about some of the other protein? Will beef, for example, benefit?
Well, I think so. And I'm kind of alone on that. You might say most in the beef industry right now are quite negative. And certainly the Packers seem to be kind of pulling a fast one right now.
Well, that's where your announcer butts in and says we'll find out tomorrow what that fast one Dennis Smith is talking about is back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting 1,350 head of cattle for the sale today, including 7 cow-calf pairs, 6 years old, 4 cow-calf pairs running age, and a Hereford bull calf twin, 2 years old. 25 black and white faced steers neffers weighing 4 to 5, 8 black steers neffers 4 to 5, 8 mixed steers neffers weighing 4 to 5, 22 black and Charolais steers neffers weighing 4 to 550, 14 black steers neffers 4 to 6, another 50 weighing in at 4 to 6, 57 weighing 4 to 6, 15 weighing 4 to 6, 16 weighing 4 to 6, 30 weighing 4 to 650, and 10 weighing in at 450 to 650. 68 black baldy steers neffers 4.5 to 7, 8 black and red bulls 450 to 7, 40 black and white faced steers 450 to 475. 75 black baldy steers nevers 475 to 7. 25 black steers nevers weighing in at 5 to 6. 30 weighing in at 5 to 6. 15 weighing 5 to 6. And 25 weighing in at 5 to 6. 75 black and Charolais steers nevers 5 to 650. 17 black heifers 5 to 650. 30 black steers nevers 5 to 650. 30 weighing in at 5 to 7. 8 weighing 5 and a quarter to 625. 108 black and white face, red and white face steers nevers 575 to 7. 12 Hereford steers never 6 to 7, 48 black baldy and red steers never 6 to 8, 50 black steers never 7 to 8, 68 black baldy, red baldy steers 750 to 9, 65 black heifers 8 to 8.5, 8 black baldy heifers 875 to 9, 60 mixed yearling steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 120 black yearling steers weigh 9 to 920. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, missed any showers overnight, they all stay to our south. 46 degrees with a light northwest wind, a cooler high today in the low to mid-60s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Fiercely energetic Tim Anderson spiked his bat to celebrate a home run, and Kansas City's Brad Keller responded by drilling him with a fastball, setting off a bench-clearing fracas in the Royals' 4-3 10-inning victory over the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Anderson tossed his bat toward the White Sox dugout following his two-run drive in the fourth inning. Keller hit him in the buttocks with his first pitch, leading off the sixth. Anderson, the AL's leading hitter, was restrained by Royals catcher Martin Maldonado, but kept jawing with Keller on the way to first base. The dugouts and bullpens emptied, though no punches appeared to be thrown. The White Sox manager and the Royals bench coach ended up shoving each other. There were four ejections: Anderson, Keller, White Sox manager Rick Renteria, and Royals bench coach Dave Sveum. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Farmers looking for a perfect seed bed are turning to the new TurboMax vertical tillage tool from Great Plains. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons to tell you a little bit about this impressive tool. What defines an effective, true vertical tillage tool? The hydraulic gang angle adjustment allows the TurboMax to aggressively level the seed bed and remove weeds, while its 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing cuts and sizes residue without creating compaction. In the spring, keep the gangs straight and create a level, vertical tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. The new Great Plains Turbo Max can run at high speeds and size residue without ridging. It allows the operator to hydraulically adjust the gang angles to deliver the desired residue coverage. Come in and see us at Schmidt & Sons to learn more about the Great Plains Turbo Max vertical till. Find us on the web at schmidtinc.com. Harvest starts here.
Turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt & Sons.
After the Royals' win last night over the Chicago White Sox, they'll be back in action today, headed to New York to square off with the Yankees, first pitch this evening at 5:35. As baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson Day once again, a new diversity report released by the league finds the sport is about where it was last year when it comes to hiring minorities and women. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
The report says the biggest